With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. You can get a head start on your vegetable garden by starting seed to transplant later this spring. The first and most important step to getting good transplants is to select good seed. If you are using seed from previous growing seasons, most seed will keep for 3 years if stored in a cool, dry place. Carrot family plants are the exception, and they will only keep for about 1 year. Be sure when saving seed to use for next year that you label the seed with the species, variety, and date collected. If you are buying seed from a store that does not specialize in plants, be sure to check the date to make sure most seeds will germinate. Selecting varieties of vegetables proven to succeed in Kansas will give your vegetables the best chance of success. Recommended varieties can be found in publication L41, which you can find online or request from your local extension office. There are two dates you need to know before germinating the seeds: the date the transplants need to go in the ground and the date the seeds need to be germinated. While the transplant date will be mostly the same across cool season or warm season crops, the seeding date will differ because of various development times. Plan on cool season crops getting transplanted on April 1st and work backwards based on the days between germination and transplanting to determine when you should sow your seeds indoors. The cool season crops that you should begin sowing soon include broccoli, cauliflower, lettuce, cabbage, beets, radishes, turnips, and peas. Very specific conditions must be met in order for seeds to germinate successfully in the winter months. Garden soil should not be used for seed transplants, as our soils are too clayey and may carry diseases. Transplanting media made specifically for seed germination should be used instead. As far as heat goes, many plants, especially solanaceous crops like tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants, will not germinate if the temperature is too low. You can get around this by finding warmer places in the house to germinate the seeds, such as on top of a refrigerator closer to the ceiling, but a heating mat is recommended. Once the seed has germinated, take the new seedlings off the heating mat and store them in a cooler environment, 60 to 70 degrees during the day and 55 to 60 degrees at night. This, as well as brushing the seedlings with your hands to imitate a gentle wind, will keep the vegetable transplants from growing leggy. Plants grown outside will often undergo transplant shock if not hardened off. Plants are hardened off by moving them outside and exposing them to sun and wind before transplanting occurs. Start about 2 weeks before transplanting and gradually expose the plants to outside conditions. Increase the number of hours and degree of exposure over the two-week period to minimize the stress the plants go through when placed in their new, permanent homes. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.